So this is a really, really wild story. And it'll make sense if I start from the very beginning. The moment that I learned that I was pretty much in love with my older brother. I think I noticed this when I was like 7 years old. I remember just like it started, I was just kind of so impressed with him. I loved him and looked up to him. And then when I was seven, that's when I started getting these like romantic feelings about him. And it was very confusing because even at seven, I knew that that was not normal, you know, and I never told anyone either. And so when I was 7 years old, he was 13 years old. So he's 6 years older than me. And nothing happened. Nothing happened when we were children. But I was definitely, I think I thought I hid it, but I bet he knew because I don't know. I was just like a little schoolgirl when I was little, like flirting with him and wanting his attention and touching him. You know, I just did anything I could do to be around my big brother, Ron. But like I said, nothing ever happened. And he never said anything, so who knows if he knew. But I kind of also, around that time, I noticed that I felt like my mom had the same feelings for Ron, which was very confusing. Because, I don't know, it was just like the way she looked at him, I noticed that that was the way I looked at him. I saw it in her eyes, and I'm pretty sure she saw it in my eyes too, because I would find myself just staring at Ron, you know, like a silly little schoolgirl. And then I'd catch my mom looking at me with this smirk on her face. So, anyways, you know, nothing ever happened, like I said. When he moved out of the house after high school, oh my gosh, I was so depressed because I was still in love with him. Even, you know, as I grew up, it's just something, I never let it go. But I'm 28 now, and I'm a mother. I have a little girl who's 4 years old, Annie. She is my pride and joy. And here recently, I've had to move back in with my mom, unfortunately. Me and Annie's dad, my ex-husband, we separated. And we had no place to go. And I was broke. So my mom took us in, thank goodness. And interesting enough, Ron had moved in a little bit before me because he recently had a divorce with his wife and she won the house. And I didn't know much about it. I just knew it was not a neat and tidy divorce. So here we were again in our childhood home, me and Ron and my mom. And, you know, I think when Ron moved out after high school, that's when my kind of incestuous feelings kind of died. And then here they were again, like all on fire again. I don't know, just being around him. And I mean, sure, I saw him from when I was, you know, a kid to now. We would see each other in holidays and such, but I don't know, I never felt those strong feelings. So a part of me thinks that has something to do with that house and something to do with incest, you know, like being around each other and walking out of the bathroom after taking a shower and you're just in your towel and running into your brother. I don't know. It's just something very, very arousing to me. But I kept them hidden because, I mean, now that I'm an adult, I definitely know how forbidden incest is. And I would just, you know, I felt like I would die if Ron knew that I was so in love with him and so sexually attracted to him. I mean, now that we're adults, he's so manly and big and tall. And I just obsess over, like, what his cock looks like. Like, what is his cock big? Because he's, like, 6'4". It's got to be big. I'm just, anyways, I won't get into that too much. But, yeah. And, you know, the good thing is it just felt really nice to be in our family home again and become close to Ron again and mom too. And now I had Annie, and Uncle Ron was so good to her too. You know, it was just kind of like a happy little family kind of moment for a while. Until I found something really crazy on his computer. So he let me borrow his computer, so who knows if he wanted me to find this or not. But, I mean, it was a folder on his desktop, and it was titled, you know, like something, if I had to put words, I can't remember the exact words, but it felt like a clickbait type of title. There was no way I could not open it, and it was right there. And to my shock, I found my brother had child porn, like a whole huge library. I'm not talking like 5 pictures. There were so many fucking pictures and videos. It was so shocking. There were like softcore images where it was just like girls in bikinis. And then there was more hardcore stuff, like actual child rape. And the girls were all Annie's age, like 4-year-old, even younger, even going down to like 2, like pushing on 1. I was shocked. I was disgusted, of course. Like, here I was like a mother, and plus it's my brother too. And he had this child porn. Like, I was so concerned. I've never knew anyone to have, like, seen or constantly look up kiddie porn. So, I don't know. I felt like I had to talk to my mother about this because I didn't know what to do. And I figured she would know what to do because I just felt dangerous for him to be in the house with Annie. But here's the weird thing. My mother, she wasn't even shocked. She actually told me that she knew about it. And I was like, what the fuck? But she said that he admitted to her that he was like a pedophile, like a child porn addicted pedophile. And that's why his wife divorced him. And, you know, she's telling me all of this to try and help me understand what he's going through and how, you know, he lost his wife and his home and his, like, not his freedom, but close to it. And then my mom, I couldn't believe it. She was just telling me, like, it's really harmless and I shouldn't worry about it. And it's just the type of porn he likes to watch. But I'm like, what the hell? Like, how are we going to normalize my brother Ron being a child porn junkie. How do we normalize that? And I was worried about Annie, and I told my mom that. I told her I was worried that he was going to be living in the same house, and she got mad at me. She got so mad at me and told me how dare I think he would do anything with her. But to me, like, obviously my brother has some kind of addiction, because if it's enough to, you know, ruin his marriage and he doesn't get rid of it, and the amount of child porn he had, like, holy shit. I mean, it was just obvious to me that he loved, like, jerking off the children. So I was kind of stuck. Like, I couldn't move out. I couldn't argue with my mom. So I had to try and accept it. And I did, you know. I tried to forget it was there. And it was hard at first. It definitely was, especially when Uncle Ron would do his sweet things with Annie. It just kind of made me sick to my stomach. But that got better after a while, because I kept close eye on Annie. Like, if she was in another room, I would leave the room and go in the room with her, just in case, like, Ron wanted to, like, diddle her little body or something. And so anyways, nothing changed, you know? So I thought, okay, I guess I'm just going to have to accept this secret that he has. And then there's just something so sweet about Ron. Like, I wanted to hate him. I wanted to be so disgusted with him. And I was for a moment, but then he just, I don't know, does the things that he does and makes his little sister a puddle of incest goo around him. So, yeah, I learned to live with it, basically. But, you know, it still was on my mind. And one day I got up the courage to tell him, because I felt like maybe that would be good for me to, like, tell him I know, and I don't know, try to assess how he feels. So I told him that I knew about what was on his computer and what Mom told me. And Ron, poor thing, he was so scared and embarrassed. I could tell he hated me knowing. He hated it. Like, it was so sad. I've never seen him look that way. So I told him quickly, I wasn't lying. I convinced him I understood. I understood, and, like, even though it was foreign to me, like, you know, I kind of accepted that we're all wired in a certain way. And, you know, if child porn helps him get off and feel good, then, like, I can't judge, right? And obviously he's, you know, safe to be around with my daughter. So, yeah, I mean, the conversation actually landed well. He believed me, and it actually brought us even closer. Not close to where I was confessing my love and how much I want to, you know, have in, like, a crazy incest fuck fest with him. Not that kind of close, but we definitely bonded over that, as fucked up as that sounds. And then one day, you know, my mom, I guess she was seeing how close we were getting, and she told me that she knew how in love I was with my older brother. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I kind of, like I said, I knew she knew when I was little, but I couldn't believe she knew it now. And I panicked. I thought she was going to tell me I was disgusting and gross. But she didn't. She actually insisted that I should, like, sexually please him. Because he, like, needed it. And I was so shocked. I was like, oh, my God. Like, because even though I'd masturbated to thoughts of incest sex with Ron, I just knew I could never get it done. But my mom, she just kept insisting, like, do it, you know? She wasn't going to judge. And she wanted me to help him and ease his pain because he was, like, a little depressed and everything. So, you know, I figured, I'll try. That's what I told my mom. I said, I'll try. I mean, it's just weird, but I'll try. And then I still just felt totally embarrassed that she caught me with my crazy incest crush, if you will. And so anyways, me and Ron kept getting closer and closer. And I kept getting these weird vibes from him, like almost like he knew that I wanted to fuck him. So eventually I just got up the courage. I ended up seducing him one night. And he was so cute because he just kept trying to, like, say that it was wrong and we shouldn't, and tried to fight me. But he didn't fight very much at all. It didn't take much to really seduce him. And, you know, once we started to really get into it, like when I was sucking my brother's cock, he kept telling me, like, he was so worried about Mom hearing us. But I told him that this was all her idea, that she wanted us to have forbidden sibling incest sex. And it was like something popped off in him, because from then on, he took me like no man has ever fucking taken me. It was the best sex I'd ever had. We were both moaning, groaning. I was screaming that night. We didn't fucking care, because who did we have to hide it from? And so, yeah, we started having this like daily, sometimes multiple times a day, where I was his little sister slut and we fucked like animals, if you will. And, you know, one night, I don't know, I still couldn't get the whole child porn thing out of my head. And I wanted to understand, I guess, or I don't know, maybe there's a part of me that wanted to be like him so he loved me more or something. And so, you know, we were about to have sex, and I told him that we should look at his porn together. He was so shocked, but I told him I'd already seen it. Like, I already knew what was in there, but I just wanted to experience, you know, what it was like to look at little girls and, like, sexually with him, though. And if the sex couldn't get any better, it did. I mean, just the fact that we're having incest sex while looking at child porn, like, it doesn't get more fucking, like, fucked up than that, right? So, you know, I just, something came over me. Because, you know, I guess you could say the child porn kind of tainted me, fucked me up or something. Because I started thinking about, like, when we were watching his child porn and we were looking at the girls who were Annie's age, I kept thinking about her and Ron together. And then there was this fucked up thing where I'm thinking about me as my little girl self who was in love with her little brother. You know, I'm thinking about me and like adult Ron doing those things to me, like raping my little holes. And but even hotter for some fucked up reason was thinking about him with Annie. And I guess it's just that whole incest thing, being in the same house together. So I kept suggesting, first we dirty talked about Annie and he was so reluctant and shy, but I just kept telling him and encouraging him, you know, like when he came, I would tell him to think about Annie, think about how precious and tiny Annie's little pussy is. And he would come so hard. And so I kept pushing and pushing. Like when, like the really first time I really encouraged him was, and I didn't give him time to decide or make a decision rather. I ran a bath for Annie, like we always do. And I told her to stay still in there until mommy came back. And I went and got Ron and I told him that I wanted to have my brother's cum pushed down my throat to get him into the bathroom. But I was really getting him in the bathroom because Annie was in there. And he walked in and saw her naked little body in the water. And he was frozen, shocked. And I just kept, you know, encouraging him. I encouraged him to stay in the bathroom and have bath time with us. And Annie thought it was so fun. And we turned it into a game. And we did that for a while. He was so shy. I was so fucking cute. But, like, I wanted him to do more. You know, like, I wanted him to bathe her. So it was this fucked up way of molesting her, you know. And eventually he did. I kept giving him the wash rag to, you know, wipe her little bottom. And he wouldn't do it at first, but finally he did. And I guided his hand all over her body. And it was so fucking hot. And we fucked even harder through this. Like, if the sex couldn't get even better, it did. And, you know, I kept insisting he do more. Like, put lotion on her body after the bath time. So it was his actual hand, not a washcloth in a way. And he would rub lotion all over her body to where she'd fall asleep. Because he was so, you know, slow and methodical with it. And when she was sleeping, when she would fall asleep, I'd have him molest her little flat chest or her little tiny pussy. And he was still so shy, but he did it. He would always succumb to what I was encouraging. And, you know, weeks and weeks went by and he wouldn't do what I wanted him to do. I wanted him to fucking take her. I wanted to watch her wrap her little pretty lips around his cock. I wanted to see her get railed by her fucking uncle while I watched and masturbated. And he just kept being like nervous for some reason. So I just kept pushing, you know. Eventually, I told him that he should have his own Annie Katie porn collection. So maybe that would help him like finally fuck her. So he started taking lots of naked pictures of her. And, you know, that was really hot. And I think it helped. because for a while I had talked him into, you know, or tried to talk him into me giving him a blowjob in front of Annie. Like, I had this wild, like, I guess fantasy of fucking my brother in front of my little 4-year-old daughter. And finally, we did it. We were putting Annie to bed, and I told her me and Uncle Ron were going to play a little game, and, you know, she just had to watch. And I throated my brother's cock so fucking deep. Oh, my God. It was so hot. And she was so just kind of dumb sitting there not knowing what the fuck was going on. And it was so hot. And then if it couldn't get any even naughtier, my mom, you know, she was always watching in the background, watching these events unfold silently. And one night when we were putting Annie to bed with Ron fucking my mouth right in front of my daughter, in comes my mom. And she doesn't say a word. She just gets right beside me and starts sucking her son's cock in front of my daughter. And so I thought, well, fuck, I'll just join in with her. And Ron got his sister and mom blowjob in front of my daughter. It was so fucking hot. And I was so turned on. I mean, I was so turned on watching my mom suck Ron's cock. Is, I mean, one word, incest. It was just so, it was so fucked up and so wrong. And then just add in that my 4-year-old daughter watching his grandmother suck her uncle's cock and not knowing a thing about sex. It was so hot. So I wanted, as fucked up as it sounds, I wanted Ron to rape Annie. It was like the desire for him to do that got stronger and stronger. And I told my mom that I wanted that to happen. And she was shocked that it hadn't happened. And so now both of us, my mom and myself, kept on Ron, like, Ron, just fucking do it. And he'd say, you know, no, like, touching her is one thing, or, you know, what we're doing is already fucked up enough and hot. Like, it's, I can't cross the line, blah, blah, blah. But we kept pushing, both of us, using everything that we had. We would beg him while sucking his cock. We would beg him while I made out with my mom right in front of his cock. And eventually, he gave in more and more. Where one night, when we were having our insane incest trio, he said he was about to come. And I told him, I'm like, you're going to come on Annie tonight. You're going to come on Annie. And I'd said that before, and he told me no. But tonight, that one night, he didn't. He pulled out, and all three of us watched him come right all over Annie, her not knowing what the fuck was going on, his cum dripping on her face, so hot. And then eventually, he started really, really molesting her, fingering her while me and my mom sat beside her and watched, telling her it's okay, hushing her. And then it finally happens. He fucked her in front of us. And it was incredible. We had planned for it because he eventually said he wanted to, but he wanted to train her little hole. He wanted to train her cunny because she was so young. She's preschool age, 4 years old. And I was like, fine, whatever. As long as your cock gets inside my daughter, I don't fucking care. So the first night, Daddy put his cock between her tiny, itty bitty lips, spread those things open. And his plan was to train her little hole. And he explained, you know, from seeing child porn that it takes a while. But as soon as Ron felt the tip of his cock forcing its way into Annie's 4-year-old little cunny, I think the true Ron came out, because he didn't train her at all. He ripped through her little hole. I mean, he just couldn't help it, I guess. And, you know, you've got his mom and me, his sister, beside Annie, encouraging the whole thing, rubbing our incest fucked up cunts while he raped my daughter. And then the more he kept pushing and forcing his way in, we were moaning and rubbing harder. So I guess I don't blame him, you know, for having to rip through her little cunny. I mean, he fucked her like he was trying to split her open, and it was the hottest fucking thing I'd ever seen. And my mom, the fucked up bitch she is, held my daughter's mouth shut so she wouldn't have to hear little Annie scream as Ron penetrated and forced his way inside of her. And I was rubbing her little clit because, you know, it's just more fucked up than I'm helping my own brother rape my little girl. And so now, none of us have plans to ever leave mom's house. And Ron, he's got a mommy cum dump, a sister pedo slut, and a little pedo princess that he rapes and molests every single day.